our last meeting. I'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, or we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with the changes that we need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends that people want a fancy look and feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables in the new styles, and a spongy feel. So we were kind of like trying to incorporate those into our prototype. We wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices. The iPod, we really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote. And basically have what we're making for the prototype. So, I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over. Prototype, yeah. Do you need a this?
No. Yeah, basically, we were not in the colour yellow. Working on the principle of fruit, which wasn't mentioned, is basically designed around a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's how helpful to hold the grip. That'd be ergonomically. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel, to use your imagination a little bit. And this here represents the screen. Where you go through, and just the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod, but that one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, sort of get you press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on and off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue, which should be enough, that where the battery should be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as you can make it, is everything else like.
That's what we're saying, right? That's plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here. Maybe give it a form when you're supposed to hold it like that, but just to grab it. Exactly. Might as well.
The actual thing might be smaller.
Think about the bottom.
Yeah.
Put either one on the side there.
What
not do
like
it all.
Just the
option. Quick on and off button. That's pretty important. So you don't feel the
wall.
That's that. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
No, whether or not it would fall in the cost is another thing, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. First, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we'll do a group evaluation of the prototype. And then we will calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So we're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And one is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve that. And seven being false, we did not achieve that. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely it's bright.
It's bright.
But still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not always not sharp. Angles to
it. Not angular.
I'd say when it comes to the ergonomics, the form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. However, the color,
I think
we
the
don't
color
have
is
that.
A
that has been that has been dictated pretty much by the company. So
that's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say like we have not solved the problem completely with the remote because the color is ugly. There's nothing you can say about that. I much prefer something like brushed chrome with that form. But
yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
A modern color to go with the modern form.
Right. It's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled with something like that.
Okay, so do you think since this was assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it somewhere in the middle then?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
What do you think? 3, 4?
I would say 4.
4.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough, middle 4.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive, I think, yeah.
Yeah. That was the main thing.
Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah, we've got it down to basically 4 controls and it's the most common. So it's channel and volume. And then the other one's just a massive scroll. Scrolling through.
Scrolling through and selecting a few.
So
that's a 1.
Yeah.
I think that's a 1.
Fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost? One of the number 1.
Something that big and that yellow you just
But if we were that speech recognition that could maybe just use that solving the time and thing that was.
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it then
just to use to find it if lost time, except that you lose them so you're not so easily. And it's not going to fall like a rectangle slip down behind things, that's gonna be a difficult shade to.
But one is quite bright and
maybe in the middle again, 3 or 4 or something.
Okay.
I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
In a million ways, you can pick it up and walk away with it and then you lost it.
So. But if we do go with the speech recognition, then our scale goes up quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Probably 2. Yeah. If we eliminate the fact that, you know, it's impossible to guarantee that it's not gonna be lost,
yeah,
then I'd say 2. With speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but that's nothing we have thought of
so
far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it were just a.
Yeah, true. But I mean, just off whistling, clapping, booming, they're cheap, so I can't be that.
It's based on this technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and one piece that starts moving. That can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece you have to glue somewhere behind your TV. Behind your TV.
Pray that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be tough then. Well, also your remote would allow you if somebody stole it to get to your television. Ran off with it without taking the beautiful remote control.
Yeah.
So, are we adding one of those 2 features?
Let's add one
of
those features and say yes.
Okay. So we're going to add 2 of them. Or 2.
2.
2.
Okay. Are we technologically innovative?
Don't get many
It's all just
controls with screens on.
It's all just stolen.
But there's not a lot of yellow. There's not a lot of yellow. Of course, I wasn't really forced to take that color.
2.
I don't know that we are innovating.
But how many remotes do you see like this?
If we added the screaming factor. We go up. I would say we're probably at 4.
Really? It's gonna hurt us. Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have that.
We have some
spongy
material.
Which is sort of medium.
It's not a 1 though. 1 would be the whole thing.
Because it's only got
to fold instead of like.
These parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the bottom, the underneath on the back.
So that's a 4, probably 4 at most.
And lastly, did we put the fashion in the electronics?
Yes.
Yes.
Your fashion is Carmen Miranda? You betcha.
Well, the recent fashion of the rocket display in the LCD and the way you operate it, form and the color, but it definitely is.
For what we were told, that's why it definitely went
color.
I can't do that without a calculator.
No,
I can't.
It's been a while.
And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale you have to hit?
Oh no. You just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it. Basically.
Okay. You didn't know that you were gonna have a budget. But we do. Okay.
Keep them going a long time, but I'm not, it's 2.4 to 85, so it keeps going.
Oh my god.
Okay. 2.4 to 85.
Yeah, okay.
So, I have here.
50%? Are you kidding?
Yeah. We want a 50% profit on this. I mean, you can't really see that very well.
Charge about things quickly.
12.5 euros is what it's supposed to cost us. Okay, so.
It's too much.
Well, let's see. The this. Okay. All right, so at top, I don't know if you guys can read that or not. I can't because I don't have my glasses on. But so we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case. Then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay. So first of all, energy source, we pick battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably. So either 2 or 4.
Two.
Like it.
But 4 is gonna be too heavy, so like that's not our problem. People can change it later on. They won't.
Excellent.
They bought it.
This is consumerism. All right. So for the electronics, our choices are simple chip on print, regular chip on print, advanced chip on print. Sample sensor, sample speaker.
An advanced chip on it.
That's the advanced chip on the
camera. Okay. We have one of those. Okay, and then the case is a probably that's double curved.
Yes.
Case materials are
plastic.
Plastic. I guess it's 2, since one for the top, one for the bottom.
Mm.
Is that right, or is it just one?
No, it's just
it's one because of the.
It's just one single mold. You can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter because the price on that one is 0, which is
mm-hmm.
nice. Special color.
That's not a special color.
Mm-hmm.
It's a specially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface. Integrated scroll wheel push button and LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it the integrated or?
Is it
integrated.
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, button supplement, special color, special form, special material.
You could, of course, make the buttons wood. Same hug name or something.
Titanium. It costs us all the same. Well, we only have one button, so really we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
Yeah, how do you go?
Blank.
Okay. We're going to leave that one blank because we run on an LCD and scroll. So our total is 15.5. Which I believe
that's too much.
Is like 3 euros over.
It's hard to believe. So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana shaped remote is one that you shake.
What if we completely took out the one single button we got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and then LCD display? I suppose I was the CD player as the one to push it out for better.
Yeah, because well, because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, it also depends on the software on
yeah.
the television you can have. The information that this thing transmits between. display on the screen. So it's, yeah, let's take
Well, you could maybe take out an LCD screen, just have it, even if it comes up on the computer itself, on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
That is possible, yeah.
Right. We may not need it.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
12.5. Okay. So we just remove our
screen.
Screen here.
Get a bigger dial. Easy to use. Being easy to use, huh?
Yeah. Besides, look at what the LCD does to our whole remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away a heck of a lot.
What's the blue part?
That was just
There you go.
There you go. Even simpler.
That's why I look at the man.
Yeah.
So maybe a little more right here.
Okay. So, costs under 12.5 euro. Just no, we redesigned it.
Yep.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, no ideas found. So, I guess that project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me. But I'd like to hear your thoughts. what did you think of our project process?
Great. Yeah, we're going to call well.
Yeah.
It
seemed like
half a day on the other remote. Yeah, go. Right from the start of the day.
Yeah,
which
I think
we knew where we were going straight away.
Yeah, we started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting, as you guys brought up more information and studies, that we were right on with a lot of those things. And you guys worked together well as a team, and the means, which
yeah.
was the whiteboard and the pens.
Super.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Mine was your PowerPoint. Yes.
Mine
well,
was
it's not my fault. It's
no,
not
I know.
Some people all work for it. They work for me. Just, yeah. Heads have unrolled.
You have a list of employees that you would like fired?
Yes.
Okay. New ideas found?
Okay.
Yes for the remote. Maybe no, not for
technology.
Closing. Costs are within the budget. Project is evaluated. Complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it. I still have to do my minutes from the last meeting. Actually. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. And then we'll have to check with the main boss whether we can what goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.